160.
O thou sincere and loyal handmaid of the Lord, I have read thy letter. Thou art truly attached to the kingdom and devoted to the all-glorious horizon. I beg of God in his bounty to make thee to burn ever more brightly in the fire of his love as each day passeth by. Thou wert, it appeareth, in doubt as to whether to write or to teach the faith. Teaching the faith is essential, and for the present teaching is preferable for thee. Whensoever thou dost find an opportunity, loose thy tongue and guide the human race. Thou didst ask as to acquiring knowledge. Read thou the books and tablets of God, and the articles written to demonstrate the truth of this faith. Included among them are the Iran, which hath been translated into English, the works of Mirza Abul Fazl, and those of some others among the believers. In the days to come, a great number of holy tablets and other sacred writings will be translated, and thou shouldst read these as well. Likewise, ask thou of God that the magnet of his love should draw unto thee the knowledge of him. Once a soul becometh holy in all things, purified, sanctified, the gates of the knowledge of God will open wide before his eyes. Thou hast written of the dear handmaid of God, Mrs. Goodall. That soul enraptured of God is truly serving the faith at all times and doing whatever she can to scatter abroad the heavenly splendours. If she continue in this same way, very great results will follow in a time to come. The main thing is to remain staunch and firmly rooted and persevere to the end. It is my hope that through the high endeavours of the handmaids of the Lord, those foothills and that ocean shore will grow so bright with the love of God as to cast their beams to the ends of the earth. Thou didst ask whether at the advent of the kingdom of God every soul was saved. The Sun of Truth hath shone forth in splendour over all the world, and its luminous rising is man's salvation and his eternal life. But only he is of the saved who hath opened wide the eye of his discernment and beheld that glory. Likewise didst thou ask whether, in this Baha'i dispensation, the spiritual will ultimately prevail. It is certain that spirituality will defeat materialism, that the heavenly will subdue the human, and that through divine education the masses of mankind generally will take great steps forward in all degrees of life, except for those who are blind and deaf and mute and dead. How can such as they understand the light? Though the sun's rays illumine every darkest corner of the globe, still the blind can have no share in the glory. And though the rain of heavenly mercy come down in torrents over all the earth, no shrub or flower will bloom from a barren land.